Well, to paraphrase Queen and David Bowie, the markets are a little bit under pressure this morning. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now fractionally to about a penny lower. Soybean futures are anywhere from 5 to 7 cents lower in the front months. We'll look at those numbers in detail coming up a little bit later on. Soybean traders took profits from a market that gained 55 cents off Monday's low yesterday. That sell-off pressure spilled into the corn market, and we saw that going forward, traders will be watching South America's crop weather conditions and ongoing export news for price guidance. Wednesday's reports include the release of U.S. trade data for August by the Census Bureau at 7:30, which will provide updates on U.S. corn exports as well as biodiesel, ethanol, and distillers' grains. At 9:30, EIA releases its petroleum status report, including last week's average ethanol production. We'll also get the minutes from the FOMC's October meeting, and that will be published, and of course, giving the Federal Reserve's current outlook before the next interest rate decision. The Dow right now is trading up 85 points. European markets are higher. Asian markets are trading a little bit mixed here this morning. On the livestock side of things, cattle futures could not generate consistent buying interest yesterday, resulting in a mixed close. Traders are uncertain of the impact of the reduction in tariffs in some countries announced last week and the impact on beef imports. Hogs found some footing earlier yesterday but succumbed to selling pressure with contracts falling to new lows. Opening cattle calls them to be lower to mix. Hogs look to be higher to mix. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, December corn down a penny at 435 and three quarters. March down three quarters at 448 and three quarters. January beans down 8 3/4 at 1144 and three quarters. March down 8 1/4 at 1152 even. Soybean meal down $2.10 at 324.90. Soy oil down 28 cents at 51.89. Chicago wheat up 2 1/4 at 548 and three quarters. Kansas winter wheat up a penny, 527 1/4. Kansas spring wheat down 0.25 cents, 539 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 1/4 at 580 1/2. Oats is down 2 3/4 at 306 1/2. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.